Hey, podcast, how are you? Hope everybody's well. Just miss a lot of you. This Friday, I'm releasing a little mini film that I'm very excited about. So just want to keep your eyes and ears open for that. Looking forward to this Friday. Look for all the sharing on a little mini film. And I hope you enjoy today's podcast. Hope you're well. Please say hello on social anytime.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Today's podcast is a meeting that Gary had with the DJ Zaytoven back in March of this year. Enjoy.
What's been going down?
Oh man, same old, same old.
Working?
Working.
I love that about you. Yeah. You work. I respect the shit out of that.
Appreciate it.
I think people are confused. I just really believe that. I don't think people realize how much work it actually is.
Well, I almost feel like if you love what you're doing, it don't even feel like work. I'm
you're
enjoying
right.
what I'm doing so much that...
You're right. So. That's why I try to, in this office, like, I'm like, please pick something you love. You may not think there's money in it now. Actually, this Twitch hoodie, mm-hmm. you playing video games. I'm 44. People loved video games when I was 18,
yep.
but nobody thought there was money in it, so you stopped playing. Meanwhile, some of those people could have been the Tony Hawk of video games, the OG, but they had to be a lawyer when they grew up or had to get a real job. I keep telling people the world changes. Like, go deep into the shit you love. You'd be surprised where shit might end up.
You're right.
You're right?
No, you're right. It's a fine line though, because I got kids and, you know.
Of course.
And they, like, my son is in video games a whole lot. And I be wanting to tell him, like, get off this video game. But then I see kids that's making millions of dollars just.
And it's not, and honestly, the second we get life into a place where it's not about the money and it's about happiness, to your point, your sentence is right because it's the framework that we all grew up with.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to say, fuck that. If you didn't have to think about can your son stand on his own 2 feet,
mm-hmm.
and we, in that thing, and we got into a place of like, yo, the reason there's so much shit that's fucked up is almost everyone's unhappy.
Yeah.
And like maybe the reason we're all unhappy is because we all think about money.
Yeah.
Like why are so many people that I know super happy that make $53,000 a year?
Because they can go home at 5 o'clock and like you said, go golf when they want to.
And they're happy.
They're happy.
Because they're not worried about your opinion that they drive a Toyota.
Yeah.
But a lot of other people want to flex.
Mm-hmm. I like what you said too.
There was the key.
Where you're talking about people say they don't have enough money for whatever, but then they have a Gucci belt.
Or $7 coffees every day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, everyone's just crying. You know, like I just see it all day. Like, Gary Vee, you've got this $15 an hour job. How the fuck do you expect me to work in Manhattan on $15 an hour? I'm like, live in New Jersey.
Yeah.
We were literally just talking about that.
But everyone's just so entitled.
Yeah.
As if. Because we're soft. Wait till you see how soft America is. This coronavirus thing, everyone's gonna be in their house in 3 weeks. 24 hours a day. We get scared real easy.
Yeah.
Soft. And that's not saying like hard love. That's just saying like, here's a counter argument. If you're complaining about having no money, please, please, please show me everything you spent money on the last 2 years. And if you really make 12 bucks an hour, and you're really a single dad or mom, and you show me all of it, there's a lot of people like that don't have it. Bad circumstances, luck of the draw, self-esteem is low, so they took a job that they could have done more, like a million things. But the problem for me is I read my DMs. And kids like, Gary, you told me, I ain't got no money. I click on their account. They're at a concert. They have a video and they have a $6 coffee.
Yeah.
I'm not against $6 coffees if you can afford it.
Yeah.
I'm not against anything if you don't complain, you can do everything.
Yeah.
It's just the second you go into complaining and telling me the system or this or luck, I'm just interested in auditing your ass. You know what I mean?
Breakdown.
You lucky. I'm like, nah. I worked every minute for 15 and a half years.
Yeah.
And then stuff started to kind of maybe happen.
Maybe happen. Yeah. One of the things I think that I like about you and Zay is that, like Zay had told, I do PR for him. And he told me at one point that he wanted to do a soundtrack mm-hmm. for a film. Mm-hmm. And like yourself, he just does. So he, instead of waiting for Hollywood mm-hmm. to, you know, come to him, he did Birds of a Feather. That was his first movie. And he scored it. And now you did Superfly.
Yeah, Superfly. Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
That was great.
Yeah, you got to create. Create that one soon.
You got to take shit.
You got to.
Now?
You got to.
Yeah, and not only that, you know why I get so, why I'm so hyped in putting out what I'm putting out? If I had Instagram DM when I was 14, there was no internet.
Yeah.
If you want to be a producer, you can actually lay in your fucking bed or sit on the bus. Yeah. First of all, thank you. You've got the technology in your pocket. Yeah. Not like you have to save up money to get into the studio or buy some janky ass shit, right?
That's literally what I do all day is I'm on my phone right. creating content.
That's number one, yes. That just gave me goosebumps. That's how true it is.
Yeah.
I went to a school that was 80% African American and like low income. It was a hood school. And everybody wanted to be a rapper. And like I watched my friends have to sell fucking nickel bags or hustle or fucking steal just to get into the studio one time for an hour.
Yep.
Don't worry about it. Now, don't even look at it anymore. Now, these kids can make the whole thing on their phone, put it on SoundCloud, and be eating lobster with Drake in a week. like,
crazy.
So like, I just want them to have that perspective. Like, no, like, it's never, ever been easier to live your dream. You wanna work in Hollywood? You can lay down on your bed at night, you can be on the bus or the subway doing it, you can DM every single person, and one out of 813 of them replies and says, I love your spirit, come and be an intern.
Yeah. There it is.
There it is.
There it is. It's real. The internet is real, and I don't want to, listen, do I believe the system's rigged? Yes. Do I believe there's suppression? Yes. Do I believe in circumstance? But my big thing, I told this kid long ago, and I use it a lot, I'm like, look, this kid's situation was rugged. Like, mom, dad, fucked up, bad. And I remember it was like a tough one. It was like in real life, not on the internet. Before even all this Gary Vee shit, I was like, listen, fam, listen, please listen. I'm like, if one person in the world ever came out of your situation, then you can too. And he rattled off 6 people that came from his spot and his situation. I just need people to remember that.
Yeah.
Somebody took them same circumstances that you couldn't make it and made it more successful.
What happened is, we had the right mentality through either parenting or circumstance or just natural DNA that let us look at adversity as a springboard to success, and a lot of other people are insecure and take adversity as what folds them. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm putting out so much content to try to build up their self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
It's right?
Makes sense.
The reason you did that was you weren't scared of no.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are fancy, they're like, Gary Vee, but my time is worth something. I'm like, you know who values their time the most? The people that are doing the least. Mm-hmm. I have all these people like saying, Gary Vee, some bullshit, I value my time, I should get paid what I deserve. I'm like, I do so much free shit, always, forever.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Sam, my time's worth more than yours.
Mm-hmm.
People acting like their time's, how's your time worth something when nobody's paying you for it? I ain't doing that video for free. They should pay me. I'm like, well, why aren't they? The market told you they don't want you. Right? Like, I'm like, there's 74 million other video makers.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I was, right? I was saying that just the other day. I was giving out beats for free just to get, you know, just to get going.
Of course. And now some 20-year-old thinks you gotta pay, like,
pay him a whole lot of money.
For what? Right. Nobody who's ever heard of you.
Yeah.
Is your beat fresh?
Yeah.
And even if it's not, mm-hmm. beats is an arbitrage of fame.
Yeah.
People pay for some, because they're gonna say, oh, it's produced by him. Oh.
Yeah, you got a name on it.
Why is, you're asking for a favor.
Yeah.
Every producer, you know, the producer, and you know, the DJ and the MC thing switched.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of these kids aren't historians of hip hop. The MC was the supporter of the DJ.
Yeah, yeah.
It flipped.
Yeah.
So I don't know what audacious table you're standing on, but if you get fucking the baby to use your beat, He's doing you a fucking favor. Right. I'd pay the baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, you gotta pay him to do it.
If I was a producer, I'd pay Meg Thee Stallion. I'd pay the baby. Mm-hmm. And hope they think it was fucking hot. Yeah. I'd be DMing them with like, here's me, and what's your PayPal?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the best one. As independent artists, listen, if you, I can put you anywhere, but you're gonna have to pay for DJ for DJs and
of course
our audience.
Or be patient, put out fire every day, yeah, and let eventually the market say that you're hot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right.
Got it? Mm-hmm. What really is interesting about me and how I'm doing it is I'm not looking for anybody's cosign or platform. I'm just going to the people and then I have the leverage. We've been doing the hip hop thing for fucking 11 years. Everyone's like, what are you doing with the hip hop stuff? Oh, I'm like, you don't know me. You don't know what we've been doing.
Yeah, yeah, we had Titty Boy in here. Well, 2 Chainz, we had Titty Boy.
Yeah, Titty Boy, that's who we probably know.
I know that Titty Boy, you come to my house, to my mom. Somebody, Titty
Boy. Yeah, some of these guys hit me up, they're like, I'm like, bro, you have no idea what we were doing.
Travis Porter stuff.
I was giving Travis Porter Lipton iced tea deals in 2009. I'm like, glad you're mumbling now. I know what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The truth definitely always wins.
Definitely.
They just are confused on what the roots were to get there.
Well, they don't see that.
Of course not. When they're like, you're trying to jock on hip hop. I'm like, bro, in 1994. I was like my DJ Ron from, big shout out to DJ Ron from Needham, Mass. Like, DJ Ron was in the woods, hiding in the woods to sneak onto our campus to give us bootleg fucking Pimp C fucking music. Ghetto Boy shit, like, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, you don't know me. Mm-hmm. I understand I don't look like you think I'm supposed to know. Mm-hmm. I understand that.
Yeah.
Hypocrite.
Yeah, we were walking around the office. We were talking about LinkedIn, how he can dominate. We were talking about, like, they want to do Twitch stuff.
You can do everything, bro. You have so much permission. Like, when I knew this was going down, I was so excited. I have a lot of respect for you. I like how you move. It's hard work. It's patience. I want more kids to look up to you. Mm. You need to put out more of that stuff. You need to put out some legacy shit. You need to start putting out content that teaches these kids. You have a lot of permission to do it. And it's a good look for you, and it's a good look for them. Mm-hmm. Teach them. Because you know them. They're going to look at the watch and chain.
Yeah, that's all they're looking
for. Teach them.
Because they have the attention.
He has the attention, and he's got me. He's got the attention, he's got the permission because of success, and he has the admiration and respect of the other 1% winners. Yes, which is why all three fit, right? And I appreciate that, that's right. But it's the third one of those four, because I like your fourth, it's one that matters the most. The one little thing that most people can't see is a lot of people can get hot, a lot of people can make money, but are they respected how they did? How you made your money is way more important than how much you have. Back to happiness at 53K. An honest day's of work, you know, putting your kids through school, you know, you're happy. And if the softball team or golf or watching the game makes you happy, you're happy. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a big YouTube event a few weeks ago, and this is Zay's wife, Stephanie. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Steph.
And we couldn't get Steph an extra ticket, but even regardless of that, Zay chose to take his father to the movies and skip the big event because he said that's what made him the happiest. And I thought that was very admirable.
Well, you know, I done promised my dad we going all this time, and then something come up. He was like, man, you got to be kidding me. Like,
nah, it's bad boys.
Yeah, it's bad boys. We got to go.
So he turned down this big YouTube.
I love that.
Yeah.
I did the same shit recently in Atlanta on a family kick instead of seeing T.I. when I needed to see him.
That was us. We were going to meet with you then, too.
That was a family thing.
Yeah, no.
He told you? I didn't know what, you know, he keeps saying. You know, but like, you know, like, family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what's meant to be is going to always happen.
Always.
And this worked out even better.
I love it.
That's why I told Mike, like, no pressure will fit you.
We always, by the way, I always want to chop with people I admire and relationships. Yeah. But like, I'm sure he wanted to go that YouTube thing and get some leverage and build some relationships. Right. But like, life's about choices.
Yeah.
We took care of him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you did. Is there anything we can do for you?
I mean, I would love to just, you know, I like how he was talking about the LinkedIn, like how you feel like we can get better, like online, like things that we can do.
Mike, start a, something we haven't done yet, that I'm doing in other parts, let's do it with this crew.
Okay.
Start a chain on text, a whole crew. And then your job is to pop it up every 10 days or so, set like some sort of alarm, because that will get me hot. Because, you know, sometimes, I want to be on it.
Okay, yeah,
and so like there we'll just spit.
Okay, I'm with
you. You know, because when I have a good idea, I'll just, you know, you know how it's going to work. You're going to pop it up every 10 days. On that time, I'm going to be on a plane and have time to do something. I'm like, yo, have you looked at this? Or you'll pop in there and you'll be like, hey, what do you think of this? And I might not, one time I'll reply in a minute. Like, damn, Gary's on. Next time, you might not hear for 44 days. It's just serendipity. Yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah.
We all know how it is.
Yeah,
you know, when you're busy, that's it. When you have good intent and you're busy, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
3 times in a row, 1 minute, 4 time, don't talk to you for 3 months. Like anything, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a friendship, right?
It's like a friendship.
Like you always come back together.
When the intent's there and the intent's here. So let's do that. Let's try that.
Hell yeah.
This crew.
Yeah, we're going to be moving this year. Like, it's crazy. Like, we're deep in some albums right now. And crazy projects, and it's like,
oh, it's happening. I see it.
I definitely think there's a way to maximize a lot more with like the studio side of what's going on with him in Atlanta, because it's like every night type thing. So I kind of like how you guys got the content rolling, because we got so
you should much, definitely
we got
do
a
it.
Ton of content.
You should definitely do
and
it.
And a lot of label, a lot
what's
of
that?
Distributors and labels, they want to get in on the content
it's
after it's done. But really,
I have 35 people now. I train 25 of the 35 to go into the machine, but 3 or 4 full time. And the beauty is the creators. Do you know people would rip their back to paying? Mm-hmm. You probably have video people willing to pay to be in that studio every night.
Yeah.
Course.
They chase me to try to get video of him.
Of course. So so then plop down minimum wage or something low, find a good person, test, and lock in.
Okay.
Someone you trust, someone who's not just star chasing. And by the way, take it from me, some of the best people I've ever had are the ones that just straggle around and want it so bad, 8 out of 10 of them aren't fun because they just want the sizzle. But 2 out of 10 of them real. And the way you play it is, obviously security and all that, but the way you play it is, you try. You give Ricardo a chance, and if he sucks after 3 weeks, you fire him. No fear. You see where I'm going? Everyone's like, we gotta find the perfect person.
Right.
Like, fuck perfect. How are you gonna know? It's just like who you end up with in life, it's like who you hire, it's like, Mike Boyd, when I decided to hire him, because my brother and him went to college, that could have been 3 weeks. I mean, when the first time I saw him, I'm like, this is gonna be 2 days. but like, here we are 11 years later. You know, you just don't know. And other times where I was like, this kid is gonna be the kid that's gonna eventually be the CEO, and I fire him in 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you have until you're in the ring with it.
Yeah.
Right? And too many people have pride that they're good at hiring. And so then they don't hire anybody, and then when they do, and that person sucks, they sit on them for an extra year, even though they know they're bad, because they don't want to look like they made a mistake. I hire fucking people and fire them like 4 weeks later. Yeah. Not on some bad shit, give them an extra month severance, just like this person faked it. They crushed the fucking interview. There's a great football term. Looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane. And that's how I think about work. Like, crushes the interview, talks a good game, spits it. I'm sure you.
Yeah.
Artists are the funniest.
They talk about
what they're gonna do, they go in the studio, and it's right.
Make a song.
Can't even make a single song talking about, I'm gonna be platinum.
Yeah.
I got
everybody, they, I got
right?
my city on lock,
I got
and I'm this and that. And you can't get in the studio, they can't come
do
on.
You have my new
of
hit
course.
Single.
Yeah.
They can't lay the hook.
Yeah, can't lay the hook down, right.
I have one more other question. Like, I mean, obviously there is intent, but is there a way to monetize this thing too?
The content?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's called by not monetizing the content.
Gotcha.
You got it.
Okay.
It's the biggest mistake.
So creating things to bring opportunities in. Okay.
Everyone's like, Gary, like I see like little small timers who think they make a couple bucks. They're like, Gary, he's stupid. He's not running ads. I'm like, motherfucker, I can pay $250,000 to give a speech because people watch my shit for free.
Yeah.
Got got it? When you put real content on LinkedIn, and then Steven Spielberg hits you up to score something, because he's in LinkedIn,
yeah.
And you're not thinking about how we're gonna monetize this, you're thinking about how you're gonna put expenses against it to make that moment happen, now you're playing big leagues. Not like the chump shit that everyone's talking to me about, like you can make a dollar here or affiliate that. Or just, I'm like, you're fucking minor league in it.
Long game.
Long game. And when you have talent, people are like, why are you giving away the keys for free? The real answer is talent. When you're good enough, you give. Because you know that
it's coming back.
More, and yes, and you're gonna get yours anyway. I'm giving free game because I'm gonna get mine regardless. The world is abundant.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hair.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Two things. More random chances for people on the low end, just cause. Uh-huh. You know? Just like once a month, once every 2 months, just giving some kid a chance, random shit on like some gut or gut from your team. Cool, bring them in. Got it? And two, putting out content to teach these kids real stuff. Kindness, family first, hard work. Tell them a real story about when it really was hard. Not to make it, not someone like, you know, the documentary to make you look good. I'm just like, yo, let me spit it to you. Like, this was hard. When I fucking did this thing for my man, and then as soon as he popped, he went off to a bigger producer and fucked me. Real talk. Right? That's what they need to hear. You know why? Because then when it happens to them, they don't cripple.
They've been there before.
The person they looks up to did it. Because when we don't tell war stories, everybody thinks it was easy. All right, I gotta get to my next meetup.
Thank you, Garrett.
It's a real pleasure. I'm looking forward to having a real sit down at some point. All right, episode's over. Like I said in the beginning, please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gary. Today's highlighted review is Life Changing by Cole Tallulah. Listening to this podcast has changed my life in so many ways and given me the push I needed to go be who I want to be. Motivation and inspiration on a daily basis. The ideas and views Gary talks about will give you a new perspective on life and what it means to be successful. Thanks, Cole Tallulah. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.